Lucky. And in that same vein, I thought I want to bring back some people who haven't told, been here for a while, haven't told stories in a long time. And one of those people I messaged was Chris Geiger, and I asked him, would you please come back and tell a story? You get up here and you nail it too. Like the story you told about graduating from the College of Fuck You. I'm just like that hit, that struck a chord with me. So, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Geiger.
Oh boy.
Well, no pressure to that. Actually, I don't have a story, so thanks, guys. Okay, so it's been a long time since I've done one of these, but I'm happy to shake off the rust for a story since Dwight demanded it. I live to serve Dwight's wishes. It is my one true lot in life, and I'm happy to oblige. Now, as the theme he said is your story, and that's supposed to talk about me, to which I say, tough titty, I will talk about you. So last summer, the Nerdalogs attended PAX Prime to do a few shows and sell some copies of Fisticuffs, and Dwight got to go with us as part of the crew. And in this trip, I had one of the most mystifying moments of human interaction. A moment that still keeps me up at night from time to time. To tell it simply, Dwight doesn't like vegetables. Now, this is probably known to most of you, but to our podcast listeners, that may not be the case. Now, I want to clarify, when I say Dwight doesn't like vegetables, I don't mean he doesn't just like broccoli or the unfun vegetables that you get with dinner and eat in order to have a well-rounded meal. No, I mean all vegetables, in almost all forms. And this information didn't really dawn on me until well into our trip to PAX. See, we had picked up some food for everyone. And as a pal does, I picked up a burrito for Dwight at Qdoba, or was it Moe's? The story's falling apart already. And while there, I opted for a basic burrito for Dwight because I didn't want to presume, you know. And so I believe I got like a steak and rice, you know, beans, cheese, and salsa. Pretty standard burrito order, nothing fancy. Now, upon delivering it to Dwight, he took a bite and immediately recoiled. Now, to be perfectly fair to my friend, he was not ungrateful for the meal, and was very nice about the whole thing. And when he recoiled, I immediately thought, oh, I shouldn't have gotten cheese on it. Because that's the thing people get upset about. And when I asked if it was okay, he responded, word for word, yuck. I hate vegetables. like a 5-year-old boy. But I didn't get vegetables on it, I protested. And then he rejoined with, there's salsa on it. My mind boggled. Salsa? Salsa. The most basic of Mexican condiments. Salsa. His explanations were quick and revelatory. He didn't like the texture nor taste of any vegetable. Even when diced, as fine as those veggies in his salsa. And thus I grilled him as one would a nice tinfoil of onions and peppers with a little olive oil and seasoning on which vegetables he could eat. To which he responded, none of them. And then later amended, some potatoes. To this day, I cannot truck with that fact. It keeps me up at night. I think Dwight may be one of the few decided pure carnivores in existence. And only when I think of him as an inverse vegetarian or vegan does my mind finally settle down to a place where I can doze off peacefully. Now, however, in theme of this of the night, so I've gone through a lot of life changes recently, which I won't get into because why torture you with the same maudlin energy of a teenager's journal? But with any life change comes a massive amount of self-reflection, sometimes guided, sometimes, you know, not. And it's hard to talk about anything other than that while you're performing emotional triage, and for that I apologize. See, the thing about life changes is that they make you question everything. What decisions have I made to get me here, and what decisions do I need to make going forward? What does this mean? What does that mean? And so on. And there are very few constants. I like barbecue, for example, and always will. So there's one thing I don't need to question. Well, I'll always love Spider-Man and Star Wars, Bama football and Cubs baseball, sunny days and clear beaches. Those are things that I'm confident in. Those are constants. And for Dwight, he has at least one constant. I hate vegetables. And I'm not going to lie, while I've been building my legs back up from under me, on more than a few occasions I have thought back to that interaction with a sense of respect that I likely did not offer to him at the time. He had figured his constant out, and that confidence has helped me decide that there are constants that are true to me no matter what, that are worth holding on to, no matter what someone may think. There are so many things that make you uniquely you. And for Dwight, his uniqueness goes well beyond his stance on our leafy foodstuffs. And what makes him the wonderful person he is will never be determined by the greens he chooses to pass over. But when it comes down to this, his sincerity about his taste is enviable. And I hope one day I'm able to look at my own constants without the same lingering questions and just accept them for what they are. So happy birthday, Dwight. I hope no one got you carrot cake.
I'm just like, what could he be possibly talking about at PAX? I was very normal at PAX. Yeah, you and Jando just like could not understand, like, no vegetables? No, this? No, this? No, this? No, not even this? No. They were just like, they just kept like going on vegetable after vegetable and just couldn't understand. I guess a little insight to why I'm so unhealthy.